Worst loss of the season for the Cavs last night, 127-99, losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Complete Cavaliers coverage, and every Tuesday morning, former Cavs coach Mike Fratello with us, brought to you by Metro Lexus, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, analyst, of course, for the YES Network and TNT. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Morning, coach.
Guys, why don't we just talk about football right now? That was a hell of a game last night.
Well, let's do that. And let me ask you something, because I'm curious. I mean, look, Saban, he's got six national championships. You extremely successful in coaching as well. A lot of psychology. You got to like watching just a coach handle players, whether it's football, basketball, whatever, Mike.
What a – I have to choose my words here, but what a move, okay, to make a decision at halftime. I'm not coming back with the guy that has taken me to a couple of national championship opportunities, and I'm going to change and put a true freshman in there. I can't score points right now. We can't throw the ball very well with the guy that's starting for us. So I'm going to put a new guy in the game who's a freshman from Hawaii and hope that he can hit on a couple of passes, and they wind up with what an incredible ending to that game.
It is a story. It is, and it was a freshman who caught the ball. So I think everybody looks around at Alabama. They're going to be back at it again next year, Mike. But Saban really has just done an incredible job. What a story. I mean, he's right there now with the legendary Bear Bryant, Mike.
You know what I love? Watching him on the sideline, when the offensive coordinator makes a call and it doesn't work, he, like, turns to the offensive coordinator. He's like, he's got that look in his face, like, well, what kind of call was that? What's wrong with you? But I don't know if you noticed when they threw the one pass that was a huge first down, the offensive coordinator turned and looked at him and wanted to smile and say, like, how'd you like that call? It was kind of funny interaction between the two of them. But that's what pressure of big-time college football does when you have to win a game, when you're playing for the national championship, and you're rolling dice with a freshman that you change in there at halftime.
Well, they got it done. Brian Daboll, by the way, he is their offensive coordinator. He had been here with the Browns with Eric Mangini. All right, Coach, I think our conversation with you to this point tells you what we saw last night from the Cavaliers. It wasn't much. What's going on as you look at this team right now? Because it wasn't just last night, although that was just deplorable last night.
It was. And I think, to me, it looks like they saw this stretch coming up on the schedule of three away games, one home game against Portland, and then five away games. They knew they were just bringing back Isaiah Thomas. They've got a couple guys still out, banged up. And it was almost as if they said, look, let's get through this, and then we'll start over again once we get back after that 8 out of 9 game stretch in the schedule. So when you get in there and you go, what was it, 0-for-18 between Love, J.R. Smith, and Isaiah Thomas in the first half, 0-for-18. When you can't make a shot and those guys are running out on their home court, and you know Minnesota's fired up. Thibodeau's a terrific coach. He made a deal to bring two of his former players, Taj Gibson and Jimmy Butler, in from Chicago. He said, the heck with this developing young guys thing. I've had enough of that. So he changed, brought Teague in, brought Butler in, brought Taj Gibson in. Sixth man of the year, I don't know how many times, Jamal Crawford, he brings them in. He said, pretty good decision. I think I'll keep Wiggins, and I think I'll keep that big guy in the middle, Carl Anthony Towns. And that's who he's playing right now. And this is a good, deep basketball team, and the Cavs caught him on maybe their best stretch of playing basketball right now as they approach the halfway point.
Mike, traditionally, Cavs have made a trade before the deadline, added a piece. Isaiah, of course, may be that piece because he's with the team. Do you see the need for something else? Trades are kind of hard to pull off, though, once in a while.
They are, but, you know, you've also got to balance out salary cap things. So you've got to look at whose contracts are good contracts. How much could you get back for that particular piece? Do you like the chemistry of this team? And some of these questions are questions, Bill, that, unless we're at practice every day, in the locker room, on the planes, in the hotels, those are hard to answer. Does this group get along? Does this group like each other? Can this group bounce back? I mean, think about our Rocky season. I mentioned last night that maybe the most consistent team in the NBA this year has been Toronto. From beginning to where they are right now, they just kind of sail along the same way. DeMar DeRozan carries them. They're a pretty good defensive team. They rebound well. They block shots well. But other teams have gone up and down, and stretches. Boston starts hot, then they go 6-6, then they come back hot again. We start bad, then we get good, 18 out of 19 wins. Now we hit this stretch right now. It's one of those seasons right now that are a little bit crazy. So can this group get straightened out? Is there enough chemistry there? There certainly is enough offense. We've got to get our defense to be a little bit better on a regular basis.
And they're going to see Toronto in their next game, as you mentioned that, Mike. Just defensively, it's not a question of that they've got to be a great defensive team. As you say, they've got offense galore, and it should get better the more Isaiah Thomas gets blended in. But defensively, Mike, how do they upgrade that? Because they really don't have a lot of defensive-minded players on this team right now.
Mike, you know, there are a number of coaches, one being the late, great Chuck Daly, who believed if you win the rebound battle every night, you're going to win the games. And that's a concern of mine, that teams who are strong and play big up front beat us up, hurt us on the glass. We're out-rebounded last night 56-37, okay, 19 differential. Points in the paint where big guys normally play, 60-42, 18-point differential there. Those kinds of things concern me because Kevin Love can't do it by himself. And then are we as good with Love and Tristan Thompson? And Tristan Thompson's not a big center. He's a small center who plays hard, works on the offensive boards to get second shot opportunities. But that's the thing that concerns me about these teams that are really good rebounding teams.
Mike Fratello on your Cavs. Coach, thanks. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, guys.